K-Rock 955, this is The Wash Up. Thanks to Goddings, Geelong's Kubota excavator specialist. Eastern Reserve yesterday, the Alan Woodman Trophy on the line for the first time. And Bannockburn 15-16, 106 had the better of Winchelsea 11-11-77. Joining us on the line, Tigers coach Peter Riccardi. Rico, how crucial is that win in the context of your season?
Yeah, it's really really crucial. Yeah, it's the old-fashioned eight-point game because obviously us and Winter were close on the ladder and second playing third or fourth, wherever they were. And we stepped up to the plate and delivered, which was good.
Game and a half clear now of fourth spot, which is Winchelsea. Would you be disappointed not to finish with a double chance from here?
100%. We know that it's going to be tied up the top, and we know there's going to be five or six teams, fighting for that top three. You think Thompson's probably sewn up one spot, so there's two spots left. And after falling to Inverleigh earlier in the year by a couple of goals, which we'll couple of goals up with 8 minutes to go, was disappointing. So to claim a scalp like Winch, who have been going okay, was vital for us, and we're looking at that top three.
Yep. A key to your start to the season has been the consistency of your lineup. I think you've had about a dozen players play every game, and then a few more play around the six or seven mark. But you're just starting to settle that lineup now, by the looks of it.
Yeah, and we've still got a couple more to come back in. Hamish Scott played his first game for our twos, played a half a game, so he'll have a couple more in the twos before he comes back and plays in the ones. Aaron Barnett pulled out last minute yesterday. Callum Hetherington pulled out last minute with the flu yesterday. So, we've still got a few blokes to come in. So, our last five or six where we struggled last year is really pushing up and really got no weaknesses through there at the minute, so which is good.
Yeah. Can you give us an update? Just a couple of blokes that haven't played for a little while, Tommy Parsons and Jake Miles.
Yeah, well, Jake Miles has had torn abductor or hip flexor.
Yep.
So we're hoping to get him back and up and running in about 2 or 3 weeks' time. And Tom Parsons went overseas for a couple of weeks, come back, played a game. Who did we play? And then fell, got the chicken pox, fell ill. Then he's always had problems with his lungs, so his lung capacity was down and he's had an infection in his liver. So, he's probably, 3 or 4 weeks away. So speaking to him last week, he seemed like death warmed up, but he rocked up to the game on Saturday, which is a good sign.
Yep. Jace Tom back into the fold this year after a year off. We thought he'd retired, but was that his best performance yesterday with the 5 goals? It really proved crucial.
Yeah. Last week, he kicked 4 against Anarchy, but just stand up against a quality side like Winchelsea, kicked 5. I think he might have kicked 5 goals, 4. So him and Tom Gillies and Blake Miller down there really caused some headaches for Winchelsea opposition, so which is good, but we don't want to go too tall all the time. So Jace will play various roles for us, but at the minute he's in good goal kicking form.
Yeah, absolutely. And is Brent Jarks the best small forward in the comp at the moment?
He had a few shots of goal too yesterday. I think he kicked 3 or 4. I'm not 100% sure. I've always said he's the Stevie J of the Jet AFL. Like, you don't know what you're going to get from him. And when he's on early, he's on. But he does do some silly things, which we're trying to iron out, a bit like what Stevie J used to do. Look, at the minute, he's right up there in the goal kicking. So, he's probably one of. You can't dismiss the Westwood, I suppose.
Yeah.
And Geelong West have got a good one in Mitchell as well, so... he'll be in the top three anyway.
Talking about the Westwood, you're going to come across them next week. It's a massive game out at Bannockburn, Battle of the Tigers. And I suppose, this is where you really find out if you can legitimately challenge them.
Yeah, I mean, they're the yardstick. They'll set themselves up to play us and, we're going to do the same out at Bannock. So, it'll see where we're at anyway. So, if you want to challenge for, the premiership, they're the yardstick, so there's no shying away from it. You might as well just get them head on, I suppose.
Yep. Any injuries out of yesterday, Rico? Did you get through okay?
Kieran Fulton hurt his shoulder, so and he was going really well for us against you know, quality opponent in Blakey. So we just got to assess him. Just had a message from him earlier this morning. He's got a little bit more movement in it, so we're hoping it's just muscle and it's not an AC or a collarbone. So we'll just wait and see on that.
Yeah, fingers crossed. Matt Baden waiting for him next week in the Ruck Division for Thompson. Rico, yeah. Always good to talk footy with you. Well done on the win, and yeah, big one next Saturday. Looking forward to that one out at Victoria Park.
Cheers, Kenny.